My name is Summer. I am 16 years old. Today is September 9th, and I'm speaking with Gus, or Hassan, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. Can you tell me the story of how you came to live in the United States of America?
Well, first, I came here to go to college, and of all places, I went to Utah. I haven't heard of Utah before, but the principal of my school got his PhD from the University of Utah, so my parents were okay with it. I was 16 at the time, and it was probably late September 1982 or early October. I cannot remember exactly the time. So first, you know, when I got to Utah, I met a whole bunch of people through the International Student Association. They took us on tours of the city and surrounding areas. And on my first day on the flight, I had some other friends that were going to Utah. They've already been there and they've been going to school there. And they were returning from Jordan to Utah. And first thing that happened when we landed, that is really an interesting story, I became a political activist. And my first night in Salt Lake City, we went to a protest. At that point, I think Israel occupied Lebanon, and there was a tragic massacre that took place in Palestinian camps where probably hundreds of people got massacred, and that was the protest was about that. So that's how I became a political activist. So Utah was fun. Going to college was really very interesting and very fun. I stayed active with the International Student Association, became the president there. And I continued until I got my civil engineering degree from the university. Anything else you want to add?
Can you tell me the hardest thing that you had to adjust to in this country, or the most surprising thing?
Well, it was really pretty easy, but not very much to adjust to. Of course, I was really young, and I didn't know how to cook, and that was fun. Living with all male roommates, we invented a lot of dishes, minute rice and chili, all canned together. So that was very interesting. We left it in the pan, it became concrete. And that's when I decided, okay, I'm going to be a civil engineer. We're going to make concrete out of cooking material. You know, living alone, and I was really the only child, so I was kind of spoiled. Everything was ready for me, and now I have to do everything myself, from food and be functional, go to school on time, to class on time.
So how old were you again at this point?
I was 16. So I was really very young. And so that was kind of hard to adjust to in the beginning, but then everything became really easy. Yeah, early morning classes, 7 o'clock. And Utah was really cold. That's something that I had to adjust to. It snowed a lot, and sometimes the temperature dipped way below freezing. Take a shower, you get out, and your hair freezes. So that's not fun. Or having to dig your car, you know, in snow, that was not really fun. Ice and snow was really hard.
I bet that was very different from Jordan.
Yeah, it was. In Jordan, it only snowed, you know, like occasionally, and it didn't last more than a day or two. But the entire country shut down. no school, nothing like that. You know, everybody took a day off if that happened. But in Utah, you have 3 feet of snow and you still have to go to class. Yeah, that was kind of really hard to adjust to.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking with me today.
Okay.